Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just a thanking you and a praising you for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. Now, precious Father, as I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide me behind a Calvary's cross, anoint this little clay, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, the souls to be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, precious Father, for being a good God, a God that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Acts, chapter 5, and we'll be looking at verse 29. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. And the word of God says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. In John, the 12th chapter, verse 26, the B clause of the verse says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes through the use of the internet, we are able to preach and teach on a local level and able to reach on a global level. We thank God for this opportunity, whether that you pray for us and with us, that the word of God will fall on good ground, bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives. We take authority over the atmosphere right now, the prince of the air. We bind up any distraction, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And we are grateful. We don't take this lightly. We thank God for our opening up doors for the ministry in 2022. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. or he is not Lord at all. So we as believers of Christ who have given our life to the Lord, who have confessed him as Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, we have made him Lord, Master of our lives. With that belief and with that confession of faith, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. So we declare this night that Jesus Christ is Lord of all areas of our lives. Or he is not Lord at all. It's an individual choice, an individual commitment that every believer in Christ must make and continue to walk our salvation out. The Bible says he or she that endure all the way to the end shall be saved. People of God, we as Christians not only have our secular obligation, but we also have our spiritual obligations to do. And one of these obligations is to be obedient to Christ, because our obedience and service is owed to him. And that's what we want to speak about for these next few minutes. Our obedience and service as a child of God is owed to Jesus Christ. The Bible says here in John 12, verse 26, again, the B clause of the verse says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Beloved, our obligation is to obey Christ. And it involves us as a follower of his to be occupied. Obligation means an act or course of action to which a person is morally or legally bound, a duty or commitment. Child of God, you need to be occupied, engaged in bearing fruits. The Bible says here in John 15, verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Also here in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16, the eighth clause of the verse says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. We have been chosen by God for such a time as this in 2022. Chosen by the Most High God. Chosen by the one God, creator of heaven and earth. Chosen by the one that has all power in his hand. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. It is a privilege and it is a joy to be chosen by the Most High God. And we have been ordained to go and bring forth fruit. And your fruit should remain. Fruits on a spiritual level. Believer in Christ, not only should you bear fruit for Christ, but your service must also be rightly motivated. Yes, child of God, self-righteous service comes through a human effort. But ours Our true service as a child of God comes from a relationship with the divine one deep inside, from a relationship of being in right standing with God, from a relationship of giving our life to Christ. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man, a woman, be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, child of God, self-righteous service requires eternal rewards. But true service for Christ, it rests contented in hiddenness. Yes, self-righteous service picks and choose whom to serve, where true service for Christ, it is incrimination in its ministry. Righteous service is affected by moods and wings and whims, but true service for the Lord, administer simply and faithfully because there is a need. Self-righteous service is only temporary, while true service for a child of God becomes a lifestyle. Yes, beloved, we as Christians need to be occupied with broadcasting the gospel without fail, reaching the lost no matter the cost. Yes, believers of Christ, we are to be witnesses for the Lord. Witnesses gone beyond the four walls of a building, our homes, into the byways and the highways, and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, here in 2022, God is still in the soul-saving business. And he still looked high, sits high, but look low. And he still wants us to be about our Father's business. We still have to pick up the kingdom agenda. And that is to reach souls for Christ, whether on a local level or on a global level. We still have an assignment to complete, an assignment that has been tailor-made for every believer of Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our obedience and our service is owed to Christ, because Christ is the one that went to the cross for us. Christ is the one that shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Christ is the one that paid the price, the penalty that was approved by God to bring us back in right standing with God. Christ was the sinless one who took upon himself the sins of the world, placed it on his shoulders, became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Christ, Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he is the one that bridged the gap between God and man. Because of his righteousness, we were able to be partakers of the salvation that was presented to us as a free gift from God. God gave us his best. He gave us Jesus. Now we as followers of Jesus must give God our best and that is to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ, living a life that is satisfied in God's eyesight, living a life that is set by the standards that God have ordained for us to live by. Yes, we must come out from among them, says ye the Lord. We must be different. We must call out to be different. We'll call out of darkness into the light. We'll call out to be the salt and the light of the world. We'll call out to live a life that is different from the cultures that we are raised in. Yes, beloved, a witness is someone who by explanation and demonstration gives audible and visible evidence of what he has seen and heard without being scared off by the consequences of his or her action. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. When we talk about being a witness for the Lord, a witness is someone who by explanation and demonstration gives audible and visible evidence of what he or she has seen and heard without being scared off by the consequences of his or her actions. Yes, believer in Christ, you need to be occupied with being faithful. Bible says here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. You see, our obedience and service is owed to Christ Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ is our set example for us to live our life according to the example that he has set. Jesus Christ was a trailblazer that made it possible to give us an example of how we should live, a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Yes, beloved, keep this one thing in mind here in 2022, even during this pandemic. It is our job as ambassadors for Christ, as a child of God, our job is to be faithful in the assignment that God has given us and not in producing results. Our job is to tell the message, the gospel, the good news to the lost, no matter the cause. And the result is left up to God, who's the one that Bible says one plants, which is the word of God, another water, the seed that was planted, the word of God. But God is the one that brings forth the increase. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as children of God must be faithful in order to avoid worldliness. Or will you be one that will shy away from your responsibility in sharing the gospel, the good news in 2022? Yes, beloved, the word says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Part of the persecution is the fact that if I proclaim that I am a Christian, that I am a believer of Christ. I must be brave enough, strong enough to take a stand and let people know the God that I serve, he is in charge of my life. He's the one that I give my allegiance to. He's the one that hallelujah, that I am wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in. Jesus, who's Lord of Lord and King of Kings. Yes, believers of Christ, we must be faithful in 2022. Faithful in order to let our light shine, in order to become the salt of the earth, in order to be an epistle read by man. There may be people all around us and our families, our friends, our neighbors, associates, co-workers. They may never open up the doors of a building to come in an assembly in a church service. But they'll watch your life, especially if you proclaim to be a child of God. And they'll see how you live. See if your talk is lining up with your walk. Saying one thing with your mouth, but you're actually saying something else. So we as believers of Christ, we must have our mind must be made up, our heart fixed, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's time for the church, the real saints, the real brothers and sisters in Christ, to stand up and be accounted for. Standing up for righteousness in a world that is corrupt, that is dark, full of sin, wicked. But we as God's people must take a stand, must intercede, become our intercessors, praying. You see, if the church get right, then the world will follow. The church is the true church. I'm talking about the church that was formed in the book of Acts, the Old Testament, the New Testament saints, the New Testament church. We have to return to the basics and do our part. And as we do our part, God in turn will do his. Where it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are believing for greater to come. But our lives have to line up. It has to be in alignment with the will of God for a change to take place. First at our house, and then the church house. Then it will follow into the White House. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God can bring order where chaos is. God can bring a change if we equip ourselves according to God's word. That's what ministry is all about. Getting right with God. Getting in right standing with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Having faith in the Lord, in God. Having faith in the Lord will gain you God's favor. As the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. The word says here in Romans 5:1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, faith brings glory, and it brings glory to God. And glorifying God is the duty of every believer of Christ. Beloved, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. No, faith operates in the impossible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Remember, faith begins where man's power ends. I'm going to say it again. Faith begins where man's power ends.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Of course, we have to live a life that is real, a life that is not trying to fake it to make it know, a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. God is looking for, hallelujah, for those that are dedicated, those that are committed to what he have asked us to do. Hallelujah. Because we all have an assignment to complete, tailor-made for us individually to do the work for the Lord. Jesus said it like this, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are grateful and thankful for everyone that is listening in tonight, for all those that have tuned in, and those that will be tuning in at a later date. We just hope and pray thus far that the words that have been shared by the anointing of the Spirit of God will just give you something to consider in 2022. Yes, we, everywhere we turn, we are hearing bad news on every radio station, television, telemouth. Sometimes it's all about negativity. But I stop by to give you a message of hope, a hope that will stand, a hope that will anchor our soul in these trouble and uncertain times that we are living in. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as long as God is alive, as long as God still is in control, all power is in his hand. Regardless of what people may say or do, God still has the last word in every situation for a child of his. So again, tonight we are believing with you and for you, for you and your family, whatever you are believing God for, that is in line with his perfect will for your life. We touch and agree with you that prayers will be answered, requests will be honored, but most of all that salvation will come forth in 2022 for you as well as for your whole household. Let's rally together. Based on the word of God, it says, if any two of us come in agreement is touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. God knows everything that we are going through. And he has an expiration date set for the change to take place. So we thank him for that because he's faithful to him and he's faithful to his word. Bible says that God's eyes will go to and fro looking for those heart that is loyal towards him. God desires to bless us. Bless us like we never been blessed. Yes, but we must line up. We must walk in agreement. But most of all, we must obey. And because obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the key to the blessings of God. Here we see that the word says that faith wins the fight. When we look at 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Beloved, our obedience and service as a child of God is owed to Christ. Child of God, faith rests on God's faithfulness. Believer in Christ, God has never made a promise that he could not keep because he is absolutely faithful. Child of God, you are commanded to endure. Endure like a soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 said, thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, as followers of Christ, We are commanded to endure the weariness of service. Here, when we look at the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Child of God, let us with patience endure, with patience, endurance, the race that is set before us, running all the way with the flame of your torch, still lit for Christ. Yes, believers in Christ, we are commanded to endure the onslaught of our enemy, Satan, the devil. Bible says he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. John 10:10 says, the thief only thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he have come, talking about Jesus, he has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. People of God, as Christians, as believers in Christ, we must not fear or ignore the devil. Remember this, child of God, your own obligation is to obey Christ, which involves being occupied and believing, enduring, and yielding. Yes, believers in Christ, here in the year of 2022, the matter of obedience is being devalued in today's religious arena. You see, some people call it legalism. But I stop by to let you know tonight that there are two choices for a believer of Christ to make. Two choices would present itself for us to choose from. You do one or the other. Either you will obey sin and die, or you will obey God and live unto righteousness. Beloved, as a child of God, you are a servant of one or the other. You must choose. What destination you want to end up in? Here in the book of John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Beloved, obedience is the key to God's heart. John 14, verse 23 says, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode, our home with him. Yes, child of God, obedience is not optional for a believer in Christ. Yes, as a follower of Christ, you have a specific responsibility. Jesus is asking you today in 2022, just as he had asked the apostles, the disciples of his days, for you as his child to keep his word. We are to write them on our heart so as not to sin against God. Bible says here in the book of 119, Psalm 119, 11. I have hid thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Child of God, obedience will bring blessing. Your obedience will bring God's blessing in your life. So what a blessing to be loved by God, the creator of all. What a blessing both for the Father and Christ his Son when they come to abide in the believer, in the person of the Holy Spirit. All three live or dwell within the believer of Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, when we obey God, the love of God will enrich us greatly, because blessings follows obedience on our part. Believer in Christ, your obedience to God will allow you, will allow him to demonstrate his awesome power in your life. And your obedience also will allow God to bless others through you. I'm going to say that again because it's a word to be repeated. Believer in Christ, your obedience to God allow him to demonstrate his awesome power in your life. And your obedience also allow God to bless others through you. Yes, believer in Christ, your obedience is tied in knowing God and in loving him. People of God, always remember this, that Jesus Christ came to reveal God and to show us how to draw near to God. So therefore, for us to know God, we must draw near to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and follow the example Christ left for us. We must follow the word of Christ, and we must keep the word of Christ and live it exactly as Christ lived. So beloved, the word obey, it is a continuous action. It means to continue on and not to stop. It means day by day obedience. Child of God, the obedient person is the one who knows God and loves him. Our love for God is not expressed in tongue only. Our love for Christ, for God, is expressed also in deeds and in truth. So as a believer in Christ, you must learn to wait upon the Lord. We wait on him in prayer. Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Child of God, develop a love for the word of God during your scheduling on a daily basis. Set aside a time of devotion, a time set aside for studying the Word of God, where it says, study this, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also here in the book of Psalms, 119, verse 47, it says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Child of God, realize this, that to obey God often means to have a head-on collision with human reasoning and worldly system. You see, the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word shall stand. Proverbs 1, verse 7 says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's what is missing in the in our walk with Christ today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Bible says that my people destroy because of a lack of knowledge. So we, as believers in Christ, we must pray and ask God to give us that hallowed, to rekindle our commitment to Christ, to rekindle the love, the agape love of God in our hearts, to rekindle our determination to go forward in the things of God, not to back up, not to look back, but to go forward, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Sure, the waters may rise, the wind may blow, but when we are steadfast, unmovable in the things of God, greater is on the way. But we must learn to stand. We must learn to walk by faith and not by sight. So, child of God, obedience unlocks the door to spiritual truth. Obedience on our part. Obedience to Christ. Obedience to God, obedience to the Holy Spirit, where all three agrees as one. It unlocks the door for us as a child of God to spiritual truth. Yes, God calls you and I as his children to a life of obedience, to obey him. It's better to obey God rather than man. Excuse me, because God is the one, our life in his hand. Yes, child of God, obedience is the hallmark of your salvation. Believe in Christ, every true Christian wants a winning witness, a testimony that demonstrates Jesus making a difference in their lives. When we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 through 29, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, it will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, endured them, shall be likened unto good. But unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the wind descended, the rains descended, and the flood came, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people was astonished at his doctrine, his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Believers of Christ, your obedience and your service is owed to Christ. Here, when we look at the scriptures that was read, in Matthew 7, verse 24 through 29, Jesus' message to us as followers of his is a serious call to discipleship. It is a message which calls us to abandon our own selves and to submit our will, hearts, and our lives to Christ's lordship. It is a solemn call to a devout, and committed kind of discipleship that will separate us from the world around us. After hearing what Jesus said, he called us to not just hear the word, but to do it and to obey it. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, the call right here in 2022, it is a call for a positive response, which brings us to a decision-making requirement. You see, throughout the scriptures, believers in Christ, we are called not merely to hear, but to obey. When we look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your deceiving your own self. Because if anyone is a hearer and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looketh at himself and goeth away, and right away forgets what kind of man he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of liberty and persevere in it, and he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer who acts this person will be blessed in what he does. Again, we are thankful and grateful for the teaching tonight about our obedience and our service is owed to Christ as a follower of his. And we just say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for that teaching on our obedience
and our service
is owed to Christ. We owe him so much. So I hope that you learned something from this lesson that you can share with others. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaux, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibaux. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Keep God first. Know that God loves you, and so do we, and we're praying for you. God bless.